Blog Talk Radio.
Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Welcome you to the Crossroad broadcast.
We are broadcasting live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. And we want you to know that you tune in at the right time. We thank God that God guided you to this station, that you'll be able to be blessed, that God can speak into your life through the Word of God. Crossroad Broadcast consists of professional Christian counselors who specialize in premarital counseling, marriage counseling, family issues, anger and rage, abuse, and neglect. Today on our broadcast, we're going to be talking about interpersonal relationships. We want to introduce to you the panelists for the Breakthrough Broadcast. They are Dr. Rosa Mary Lucio, Reverend Dr. Glory Castor, and myself, Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. We want you to call a friend, call a neighbor, and tell them that the Crossroad Broadcast is on the air. Tell somebody that they can tune in today and that they can truly be blessed in the Lord. There may be some things that are going on in their life, some of the things that we as licensed Christian counselors that we will talk about that will help you in a situation that you may be in, or somebody that you know may be in, that you may be able in order to help them. Before then, we're getting ready to go before the throne of grace, and we're going to ask Dr. Rosa Mary Lucio to come and to open with our prayer today. And we want you, wherever you may be, to please to lift up the name of Jesus by just stopping, reverence him, and give him that honor that's due unto him. Dr. Rosa Mary Lucio.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come before your presence with thanksgiving in our hearts. God, we love you today, and we thank you for your mercy and your kindness and your goodness that you have shown towards all mankind. But, God, we especially thank you and praise you for your Son, Jesus Christ, that came to die for the world and to die for our sins. And your words say that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. And we give you praise and honor today. And, God, we ask you right now that you would just speak to us, through us, and to the radio audience and those that will have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church today in the name of Jesus, that lives will be changed, that hearts will be mended, that broken hearts will be healed, and lives will be corrected in the name of Jesus. And, God, we just give you praise, and that we will see our shortcomings and repent and turn to you and turn from our wicked ways in the name of Jesus, and that we and the radio audience will humble ourselves before you, O God, that you will heal our land, God, in the name of Jesus, because many things that we do that we know we don't think that we're wrong, Father, but we ask you, God, that you will correct us and guide us and lead us through the powerful anointing of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. And we thank you for all the great things that you're going to do today in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank the Lord for the prayer that's gone forth in the name of Jesus. And we just thank God because he is the King of Kings and he is the Lord of Lords, for he is the Alpha and Omega. And we just thank God because he is the beginning and the end, and he is the first and the last, and he is everything that we need. He's everything that anyone can need in their lives. So today here on the Crossroad Broadcast, we're, as we said before, we're talking about interpersonal relationships. We have one of the topics that we have been talking about is the Bible and interpersonal relationships. We've talked about the cause of problems in interpersonal relationships and also the effect of poor interpersonal relationships. So at this time, don't forget, call someone, tell them that the Crossroad Broadcast is on the air, that you can know how to interact with others and those that you having issues or problems with. And sometimes it could be within yourself. But God will help us to be healed. God will help us to be delivered. God will help us to be made free. And this is the time today that you can tune in to this broadcast so that you can be mighty blessed of the Lord. We're going to be going today, and we're going to be speaking from the cause and the problems in interpersonal relationships or whatever Dr. Castor, some of the things that she may relate to, some things that she has talked to you in the past weeks. And then she's going to go in and she's going to give you what God will have you to have on today. Remember, this we are Christian counselors. We counsel according to the word of God. We counsel against even, but we counsel what God has given us for you through the word of God and through our learning, through our teaching, that you can be free through the word of God. I would like to take this opportunity to welcome to the Crossroads broadcast Miss Dr. Gloria Castor.
Good afternoon, Dr. McCoy and Dr. Lucio. It's an honor and a privilege that I have this opportunity today to talk on interpersonal relationships. I was not here on the 13th, so if I'm being repetitious, sometimes repetitious is good. So I'm going to start out with a story that I read of a young man who had very poor interpersonal relationships. His name was Scott, and he worked in a business, and he knew how to sell well. I mean, he knew a lot about selling stereos, components, music systems. Everybody in the company recognized his competence as a salesman, and most of the time he would get high commissions and healthy weekly paycheck. But he did not have good interpersonal relationships. Interpersonal relationships include relationships between two people. So he was a person that had good skills in selling, but he did not have good skills in interpersonal relationships. And then recently he was fired. There was no suggestion that Scott had been dishonest or incompetent. He was released from his job because of an apparent unwillingness to cooperate in an inability to get along with people at work. And so many times that happened at work with us, that we have bad interpersonal relationships. Scott always had difficulty to getting along with others, especially those in authority. So I want to talk today about interpersonal relationships, but how we can, the only way we can have good interpersonal relationships is to have a great relationship with God. Human beings are a social creature, and at the time of creation, God said it is not good for humans to be alone. And we know that in Genesis 2:18, when he said it is not good, and the Lord said it is not good that man should be alone, I will make him a helper to be comparable to him. But giving him Eve started some interpersonal relationships as well. He gave Adam a companion, instructed the human race to multiply, and has permitted us to expand into the billions of people who now occupy planet Earth. Whenever two or more of these people get together, there are interpersonal relationships. Sometimes these interpersonal relationships are smooth, mutually supported, and characterized by clear, concise, and effective communication. Often, however, interpersonal relationships are strained and marked by conflict. Modern men and women take pride in individualism, independence, and self-determination, but sometimes these traits cut us off from other people and makes us more sensitive, lonely, and unable to get along with other people. I want to talk about the first really interpersonal relationship. There's a beginning for everything. I want to talk about the first really interpersonal relationship. The Bible records a long history of interpersonal relational problems and communication breakdowns. Adam and Eve, the first married couple, and marriage couples do have conflict. They do have disagreements. They do have interpersonal relationships, had a disagreement about the reason for their sin in the Garden of Eden. The first two sons had a conflict that led to murder. Then, as its population multiplied, the earth filled with violence. A few years after the flood, the herdsmen of Abram and Lot began fighting. There were family disputes and a whole succession of war that continued throughout the Old Testament. Although the Bible records many examples of dissensions and interpersonal strife, it is never condoned or overlooked. On the contrary, strife is strongly forbidden, and principles for gun interpersonal relationships are mentioned frequently. The book of Proverbs, for example, instructs us to hold our tongue, avoid slander, to tell the truth, to speak gently, to think before we talk, to listen carefully, to resist temptations, to gossip, to avoid flattery, and to trust in God. Unstrained anger, haughty words, personal strife, dishonesty, evil, the suggestions of rich, and a host of other harmful attributes are mentioned as sources of tensions in the book of Proverbs. There is no book in the Bible that equals Proverbs in clear, consistent teaching about good relationship between people. However, good personal relationship began with Jesus. The followers of Jesus, every time they would come with interpersonal relationships. The followers of Jesus have been promised an inter-supernaturally produced peace. St. John 14:27 has said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." We know that peace could only come from Jesus. So no matter how much conflict we have, if we hold on to Jesus, he'll take that away. And if we look at St. John 16:33, he says, "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulations, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." The only way to overcome and get along is you've got to have a personal relationship with him. I want to talk a little bit about the first letter of Corinth. Paul appears to divide people into two categories. The first of these categories is non-believing people. There are individual differences, of course, but as a group, these people are characterized by sexual immorality, involvement in cult practice, hatred, discord, jealousy, uncontrolled anger, self-ambition, dissension, friction, envy, and various failures in control. These people may desire and strive for peace, but their basic alienation from God makes both inner peace and interpersonal relationship peace unattainable. The second group is known as worldly people. They have committed their lives to Christ, but they have never grown spiritually. We know some people, they can be in church for years and never grow spiritually. They act like unbelievers and often resort to jealousy and quarreling. Since many church members appear to be in this group, we have the sad spectacles of believers in conflict, sometimes in violent conflict with their neighbors and with each other. Some of these worldly Christians read the Bible regularly and have good understanding of theology, but their beliefs mostly are intellectual and seem to have had little influence in their lives and interpersonal relationships. In contrast, spiritual people, you need Christ in your life to be able to try to live a healthy life. God wants us to be healthy, and in order to live a healthy life and kind of stray away from interpersonal relationships, and there are sometimes that you might get into to healthy conflict or whatever with people. But as the Holy Spirit guides you, he's going to keep you out of things that's going to cause you to sin against God. The third group are the Christians who are yield to divine control. We're controlled by God, and we're seeking to think to live like Christ. He is the one who brings us peace. He is the one who helps us to have good interpersonal relationships. Adam brought sin into the world. Jesus died on Calvary's cross. John 3:16 said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life." So he come to die that we would have everlasting life. And then he said he sent back the Holy Spirit who would lead and guide us into all truth. So our helper is the one who keeps us from going into interpersonal relationship. And if we do, and if we happen to get tied up into that, he will convict us, and we will back down and most of the time apologize. Sometimes these people slip into their former worldly ways and actions, but more often their lives shows increasing evidence of the fruit of the Spirit. This involves love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. When people are transformed within a slow process of change begins in their outward behavior. In time, this enables them to build better interpersonal relationships. Christian counselors can remember an important principle. For real peace to be felt within or to occur within individuals, there must first be a peace with God. This comes when individuals commit their lives to Christ, have regular times of worship. Worship is so important in our Christian journey. Prayer is how we connect to God. And if we know that there's a situation that's going to pull us away from God, we need to bow our knees, worship him first, come to him in the right way, in the right posture. Come to him and ask him to help you and strengthen you and meditate on his word. And Joshua one said, if we meditate on the word of God, then we will have prosper and have good success. And then as we go to Psalms 1, it tells us about how meditating on the word of God will give us strong success. So we have to know, in order to build a relationship, we have to follow by change, thought, and action. Good interpersonal relationship involves determination, efforts, and skill, and good interpersonal relationships do not always happen automatically. Even among committed Christians, the Bible and psychology agrees that good relationships depends on the consistent development and applications of skills, such as listening carefully, watching, understanding oneself and others, reframing from unkind comments or emotional outbursts, and communicating accurately. All of this is to learn, and all of it can be taught by a prospective Christian counselor. We teach that. We by listening to your pastor, by reading the Word of God, by allowing God to become fully, just let him take the full part of you. Seek him, ask him for guidance, and then believe that everything that you need, he has. Everything that you need, he has. I want to talk about one more thing, and then I'm gonna close out. Satanic environment is described in the Bible as a deceiver and the father of lies, who disguises himself as an angel of light and goes around the earth tempting individuals and looking for people to devour. Although many people deny or laugh away his existence, the devil and his legends are powerful. Evil schemers whom Christians are instructed to resist in the name of Jesus, we must realize that there is an enemy out there, and he comes to attack us. He comes to take us and pull us down, but we know that we are victorious. And in 1 John 5, fifth chapter, it tells us that we are victors. And when we truly believe who we are and know who we are and confess who we are, then we are overcomers, and interpersonal relationship will not take control of us and will not allow us to be out from under the power of the Holy Spirit. We will seek, when things like this come up, we'll seek the guidance of the Holy Spirit and allow him to guide us, even in situations that we feel that we're wrong. We can still seek him, and then in the midst of it all, you'll come out victorious. God bless. Back to Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Dr. Castor. We just thank God, you know, for the area that Dr. Castor touched on and went deep into today, from the superficial to the deepness of interpersonal relationships. And we know that even as you were listening, there was so much that we can be able to take from that. It's so important that man will pray. The Bible said that man shall always pray and not to faint. They should talk about worship and meditating on the word of God. When we worship God, we have to worship him in the spirit and in the truth. And I know that many of you that may be out in the audience and you're not quite understanding about being in that relationship with Christ and praying consistently, whatever we do, it ought to be consistent in our walk with Christ, but and not just what we do being consistent. It should be according to the word of God. You see, a lot of times we live according to our own righteousness. You know, we can mess our own self up. We can get so in trouble because of the fact we live in according to our righteousness, but not the righteousness of God, which is by faith. So she was talking about the worship and worshiping God. Worship, a lot of people, there's different forms that they may worship God. But even when you're trying to get along with people, when you're in relationship with them, and you come across them, as she was stating, on your job, because your business, at wherever you may be, at a church or of any place, you need to have good interpersonal relationship. And that, and she started out telling us about that good interpersonal relationship. It has to be with God, having a relationship with Jesus Christ. She started telling us where it began from. She said it began, you know, with Adam and Eve. And it's so much I want you to be able, and not just me, when I say what I want you, this is so much that God wants you to be able to hear, that you be strengthened, because sometimes we get so weak because of the fight that we're not out of. Our dependency is not on Christ Jesus. What we do is not on him. I believe that she was even talking about that the castle word was about meditating on God, meditating on him day and night, not meditating on things that happen to you. Because a lot of times when you anger, when you meditate meditating on those things, that is not going to cause you to forgive that person and to be better, your mindset, or any of those things. But we need to meditate on the word of God. That is where our strength lies. That is where our healing lies at. We need to, even when people offend you, when you come across a person that have said something that may be offensive to you, that's not the time for you to lose all that you have, to begin to become unstable in your walk, to get out of place with God. And if you're not saved, even as we have been talking in the past few weeks, there is a replacing God that you can be, that you can hold your peace, and that God will fight your battle. See, many times we try to make the battle our own, but the battle does not belong to us, but the battle belongs to God. And you have to remember who you are. You got to know who you are. Many people don't know who they are in Christ because they don't know who they are and who they belong to. Then they have a lot of problems. And that problem that they go through, it affects their job. It affects where they worship. It affects their family life, all of those things it will affect. So we just want you to listen at what God's word said, because a lot of the things that we are talking about today and the things that we've talked about in the last 3 or 4 weeks, we're talking about is all pertaining to the word of God. A lot of scripture has been given to you so that you'll know how in order to be able to have interpersonal relationship with those that are around you, those that you meet, and those that you work with. You need that as being a human being. You need to know how to get along with other people. And then we, during the span of weeks, we have talked about the effects of poor interpersonal relationships. And today, Dr. Lucio, she they talk about some of the effects of poor relationships or whatever she wants you in order to be able to grow, to be able to be stronger, and so that you can be able to go forward and not backwards. We all need to be healthy in Christ, and the only thing that we can, the only thing we can do is our total dependency, it should be in Christ. And also, if we're not healed, mind, body, soul, and spirit, then we're going to have problems. Let's face that. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to welcome Dr. Robert Berlicio to the Crossroads broadcast.
Thank you, Dr. McCoy. Thank you for allowing me to be with you again on the Crossroad broadcast. And I give honor to God, who's the head of my life. I give honor to the radio panel, Dr. McCoy and Dr. Castor. And also I give honor and greetings to the radio audience. I'm just going to recap and reiterate what I went over the last couple of weeks about effects of poor and negative interpersonal relationships with an individual. Negative people produces negative beliefs about themselves and others. Individuals usually see their life through what they believe. So when a person's beliefs are negative, they usually or sometimes see their life as unhappy, pointless, and extremely sad. They may think nothing good is going to happen to me, or nothing is good is going to happen for me. So we know that no one can make anyone do any negative thing or have any negative attitude or activity against our will, except in extreme abusive situation. That's the only time someone can make anyone do anything against their will. But we also realize and know that negative people, negative places, negative things, and negative activities most definitely influence our will, our emotions, our life, and also our interpersonal relationship with others. Having a good or great interpersonal relationship with others is a healthy way of life. It's a healthy way of living. So a good or a great interpersonal relationship is a long, prosperous, healthy life. When a person demonstrates interpersonal relationship with negative or poor effects, they usually don't or cannot associate with others. They usually do not like or care for others, and their empathy level with others are usually low or none at all. They show little or no love toward other people. This person may always be in a verbal debate. They seem to be always mad with others. They may be mad with themselves. They seem to be angry with themselves and others, and also rude. So they're always in a verbal debate, which is the norm for them. They can't interact with anyone. Sometimes they demonstrate rage and anger, such as road rage, verbal anger with abuse, temper tantrums with kicking, fighting, biting, which may lead to bodily harm and death to others. So interpersonal relationships that are positive, these individuals, they can interact well with others. They get along with others very well. They have a good and godly disposition, and they conduct themselves wisely with the majority of the people they come in contact with daily. So my question is, what is interpersonal relationship? Interpersonal relationship exists between two or more persons who interact and fulfill one or more physical or emotional desire. So we see here that we need one another, and we are our brother keeper. So interpersonal relationship is a need to be with others, to talk with others, to communicate with others in a loving way, to have harmony as Adam and Eve had in the Garden of Eden. The Word of God says, "He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God." That is Micah 6:8. God requires honesty. He requires mercy, humility, that we may avoid negative and poor effects in our interpersonal relationship with others. An interpersonal relationship with negative effects started back in Genesis, the beginning of all things. Adam, Eve, and the serpent had conflict with conflict of interest. The serpent did, he corrupted the motives of others, and the others were Adam and Eve. And a negative side effect of that corruption was destruction of mankind, fall of man, the first Adam, a separation from God. They were forced out. They were expelled. They were thrust out by God. They were driven out like herds of animals from the very presence of God in the Garden of Eden. Mark 4:24 says, "And he said unto them, take heed what you hear." Negative people, negative words brings about negative results. We see that this happened with Adam and Eve, that they had a negative effect in their interpersonal relationship. Negative effects in an interpersonal relationship can result in shortened life because a person is frustrated and anger, a volatile attitude, emotional outbursts. They're always complaining. They have unpleasant future. They're unloving. They're mean. Early employment release. They're fired because they can't get along with others. They are busybodies. They're meddlers in other men's affairs. They disregard and disrespect others, especially those in authority. They distrust. They have distrust issues. They don't trust anyone. They don't trust themselves. They don't trust others. And they don't even trust God. They have disorderly conduct. They're loud, they carouse, they boisterous, they revelers. They talk down. They talk down to people, and they talk about people. They are disrespectful. They disrespect women. They call them the B word. They talk about women. They talk about men under their garments, under their clothes. They are gossipers. They bully others. Especially those who are weak and fragile, such as the elderly and the young and the defenseless, those who are disabled and those who are mentally challenged. And they harm others by belittling others. They make others feel little with no importance. They have no regards for others, and they always leave behind them leave a place with misery. So Jesus says, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. John 10:10b. There are people that may have negative effects in their interpersonal relationship, such as a man or woman or a husband or wife, in their romance. Negative effects or poor effects can be in the home, between the family, the parents and the children, and other relationships. Negative effects can also be in the workplace, employees against employees, supervisors and employees, social activities. Negative effects can in an interpersonal relationship can also, we'll see that in the church, between the pastor and the congregation, between the pastor and the saints, and we also can see that in everyday interacting with others. So what we must do, we must allow the Holy Ghost to deliver us from negative and poor effects in our interpersonal relationship. We must yield to the Holy Ghost guidance. Now, the negative and poor effects in an interpersonal relationship is the trick of Satan himself. And his trick is to drive the people of God out of the very presence of God, even as he tricked Adam and Eve so that they were drove out of God's presence. He will initiate conflict between the brethren. And what is conflict? Conflict is a state of open, often prolonged fighting, disharmony between incompatible persons. And that's not something that happened today or yesterday. This is something that has been breeding for a long time, this conflict. And again, I say, getting along with others isn't always an easy task. As Christians, we need God's help through the Holy Ghost to give us victory over every malicious intent, over every malicious word, and over every malicious actions. Negative words may be said, but as Christians, we must walk, we must talk, and we must humble ourselves before our God and others. Colossians 4:6 says, "Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man." We must put a stop to the schemes and the wiles and the plans of Satan himself. We will no longer, as Christians, be set up by Satan himself. We will no longer be set up by his objective to push us or drive us from the very presence of God, which is the rapture of the church. So with our negative action, ways and talk, which is the results of the flesh, we must conquer those feelings and conquer those ways. 2 Corinthians 10:3 says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh." Galatians 5:25 says, "If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit." Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Dr. Lucio. We thank God for all that has been given. You know, God loves us so much. I mean, God is so in love with every person that's under the sound of our voice. God is so in love with you, you know, because he wants you to do better. When we know to do better, when we learn things and we can hear things that are going to cause us to go to another level, to cause us to refrain from some of the things that we may have been doing. I believe that that is so an example of God's love. God shows us how to love. He showed us how to walk in his righteousness and not in our righteousness. Dr. Lucio, she talked about those negative people. You know who they are. You know that you may have been very negative yourself. And so, therefore, by hearing what's being said today, then it can make your life easier, that you'll be more happier with life. And you really, I believe, it takes the Almighty God, it takes Christ to make the difference in our lives. You know, Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but it's a Christ that lives in me in the life that I now live in the flesh. I live by faith the Son of God who loved and gave himself for me. And there are so many things that Paul did before he became a Christian. There are so many things that we did before we became a Christian, became saved, have given our lives to Jesus Christ. But even today, we need to know how to be that person that knows how not to be negative, to be happy, to be, you know, being negative is really, is, as she said, it's pointless. You know, when you walk around sad, and if nothing good is going to happen, if people really think, like Dr. Lucio was expressing, was saying to you. So I want you to just to hang on every word, to let that go into the innermost part of your ear, into your ear gates, into your heart, that you can be healed, that you can be delivered, that you don't have to continually to cause others to be miserable, and that you can cause others to be sad yourself because of the way that you live. God wants us, as Dr. Lucio said, he wants us to have that healthy life. And God don't want us to be rude to others. See, first we have to examine our own self. You know, even if you're a Christian, you have to examine yourself. You have to continually examine yourself so that you don't be rude and that you don't live a miserable life. It is so much that has been said through Dr. Hester and Dr. Lucio today, that you can be better, be made better today. And as we started, and at a few weeks ago, three or four weeks ago, and we were talking, as I said before, we talked about the causes of problems in interpersonal relationships. We talk about defects of poor interpersonal relationships. We talk about having a good relationship. We talked about what the Bible says about interpersonal relationship. And there are many things that I was able to share, that God had given me to share with you as well. And then with this today, I know that we can't go over everything that was said, what the Bible said, but you heard those things from Dr. Castor and Dr. Lucio. So as I began to talk to you today, what the Bible says about interpersonal relationships, I want you to just to be able to gain more. The more we can gain and more we can get in God, you know, I believe the better people that we will be. It will help us in our jobs, help us in our relationships with others, help us in our marriages as well. But here we see that Jesus, when Jesus talking, he's speaking, and he's saying in many, many things, in many ways to us today, when Jesus and the biblical writers was they talked about being a peacemaker, by being an example, by being able to in our exhortation and what it takes for a believer to be a peacemaker. If you are a believer, there's no reason why you cannot be a peacemaker. I'm talking to addressing the believer now. And that's what I'm saying. As a believer, there's no reason why that we can't be peacemakers. God will give us that peace if we stress, if we're going through a situation in our lives, that we're being tried. It doesn't mean that we have poor interpersonal relationships with other people. Interpersonal relationships, good interpersonal relationships, begin, as we have said before, with Jesus Christ. And the followers of Jesus have been promised an inter supernatural, really a supernatural place of peace. That renews, and when you have a supernatural peace, it produces peace. When you have that relationship with Christ, when you have that inner peace on the inside, if you don't have the inner peace on the inside, you can't present it on the outside. It's not going to work, no matter what you try to do. Yes, there is discipline. Yes, you should try in order not to do some things, but as we get in the Word of God, as we spend more time with God, then it's going to help us to be better Christians, be better people, be better humans. You know, that supernatural peace that God will give us, it gives us that eternal stability, even in times of turmoil and interpersonal tension. You know, we all been through times that we've been through some turmoil in our lives. Maybe we've been through some tension. And I believe everybody has experienced that. But the question is, how did you handle it? You know, peace that comes from God, when we can, the true peace, it comes from God when we can confess our sins and ask Jesus to take control of our lives. You know, it's not only us hiding things. It's not, no matter, it doesn't mean that we don't bring those things to the forefront within ourselves. And we need to confess those things and ask God to forgive us. And for the things that we do and for the things that we say, that God, and ask God to give us control and discipline in our lives. And the only thing that truth they can help us is God give us that peace that surpasses our understanding. You ever seen a person that, yes, it looked like they ought to be in they've been through a lot of things in their life, but yet you can see the peace of God upon them. It's not their peace. It's that God type of peace. Even when things were shaky, even when things didn't look right, yet they can trust God. I like that scripture that trust in the Lord with all the heart, lean not to our own understanding. I don't understand the situation. I don't know what's going on here, but Lord, this is yours. You know, I'm going to cast every care upon you. I'm going to give it all to you. So we need God peace, and we need God peace in every situation of our lives. And we should ask Jesus to take control of our lives, and we should expect that He would give us peace that the Word of God promises. That if the Word of God promised that He would give us peace, then we know that we can walk in that peace of God. We can walk in that relationship with God. This peace, in turn, should calm us in times of interpersonal dissension. Why do do Christians so often appear to be in conflict with each other and with non-believers? You know, we have to think about that. We have to examine ourselves. Maybe you didn't understand what I said. I said, why then do Christians so often appear to be in conflict with each other? Why is it when we say that we are saved, when we know, and we say that we know Christ Jesus, so why is while we in conflict with one another, and while we in conflict with non-believers, and why do so many of us have trouble getting along? So we have to ask ourselves this question, and a lot of times it points to our own self. A lot of times, sometimes we look at the other person, what they said, what they did, but sometimes we have to look at the inner man on the inside. There's nothing wrong with with negotiation between nations, because what I wanted to tell you and talk about is good interpersonal relation depends on personal traits. And then there, it follows, there is nothing wrong with negotiation between nations. Such effects as peacemakers often can be helpful. But the Bible put greater emphasis on the attitudes and the characteristics of a person involved in a dispute. And many times, if things come up as being a believer, being as a Christian, that we should be able to take the lead in doing what is right and not making the argument stronger, but that we should be peacemakers. And if you're someone that don't have that really close relationship with Jesus and that intimacy with him, I'm going to ask you to get that relationship with him, have that relationship with him, so that you cannot be in the midst of conflict or starting conflict. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, Paul appeared to be divide people into three categories. The first of these are the non-believer people. And there are individual differences, of course, but as group of these people are characterized by their sexual immorality, their debauchery, their involvement in a cult, their occult practices, hatred, discord, jealousy, uncontrolled anger, selfishness, ambition, dissension, faction, envy, and various other failures in self-control. So here we see there are so many things that goes with interpersonal relationship. These people may desire to strive for peace, but their basic alienation from God makes both inner peace and interpersonal peace unattainable. The second group, known as the worldly people, they have committed their lives to Christ, but they have never grown spiritually. They act like non-believers and often resort to jealousy and quarry. Since many church members appear to be in this group, we have a sad spectacle of unbelievers in conflict. That's a sad state to be. That's a bad place to be. Some of these worldly Christians read the Bible regularly. They have a good understanding of theology. Their beliefs mostly are intellectually and seem to have little influence in their lives and interpersonal relationships. In contrast, spiritual people, the third group, are Christians who are yielded to divine control and are seeking to think and live like Christ. And that's what we need to do. That's what we need to focus on, living like Christ, living a life like Christ. Sometimes these people slip into their own formal ways and actions, but more often their lives show an increasingly evidence of the fruit of the Spirit. And I believe Dr. Castor told you about the love and the joy, the peace and patience. She talked about, I believe, the kindness and goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So many of these, we want to be able to meet with you on stage. I just want to take this opportunity because, you know, as you began to talk about things that are so mean, but sometimes that time just goes and gets away from you. But I do want you to know that you can go to the Blog Talk radio station and you can get this same tape and you can listen to the ones that we had on today and the ones that we had in the last 3 or 4 weeks. We want to, we just have maybe about 20 seconds, but I want you, if you're not saved, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, to ask the Lord God to come into your life. If you've been in conflict or had a interpersonal relationship that God, just ask God to forgive you for your sins, to help you to live this life and be an example to the unbeliever. Father, we thank you right now for all that you have done, all you're going to do according to your word. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, for Dr. Lucio, Dr. Castor. Thank you, Lord God, for our radio audience. And God, we ask you, Lord God, to have your way in our lives, that we can let our light shine, that others will see your good work, and to glorify the Father, which is in heaven. This has been Dr. Mary McCoy, Crossroads Broadcast, and for our panelists, we solicit your prayers, and we ask you to on Sunday that the Lord will have his way in your life. God bless you.